This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I do not have any introduction to make in this episode because I brought you five studies in one. All of them have examined the correlation between pornography and commitment to one's romantic partner. So without any delay, let's get to it. Welcome everyone to the Aware Academy YouTube channel. You are watching Pandemic, discussing academic research on the harmful impact of pornography. Today's study was published in Journal of Social and Clinical Psychology in the year 2012, and it is titled A Love That Doesn't Last: Pornography Consumption and Weakened Commitment to One's Romantic Partner. The researchers have used a variety of approaches to reach to their conclusion. So before getting into the studies themselves, let us define together the methodologies in which they have used to reach to their conclusion. In study number one, they have used what is known as cross-sectional study, which is to look into the data of a particular population at a specific point in time. Study number two was observational, which is to observe and monitor the individuals while behaving in certain manners to measure the outcome of that behavior. During this study, no attempt is made to change or to affect the outcome. Study number three was experimental, and that is to provide assignments to participants of different groups to determine the effect of a particular condition. And finally, study four and five were behavioral data study, and that is to monitor the behavior of some participants online or on-site and try to understand why they behave the way they did. Now, before getting deeper into the content of today's episode, don't forget to grab the entire lengthy study from the description below this video. Study number one, 367 university students aged 17 to 26 have participated in that study. All of them have confirmed that they are in a committed romantic heterosexual relationship. Their level of porn consumption was measured through a survey, and their level of commitments to one another was measured through a very well-known scale called Stanley and Markman's commitment measure. And the result was that higher pornography consumption scores relates to lower commitment scores, which means those who were consumed by pornography most likely not to be seriously committed in a relationship. Please also note that the researchers have mentioned very clearly that pornography consumption continued to predict lower commitment among men and among women as well. In study number two, 34 university students were selected, age 18 to 25. All of them have reported to be in serious heterosexual romantic relationship. Once again, their level of porn consumption was measured through a survey, but this time they were also asked to complete a task with their partners. Not only that, but they were videotaped while completing that task. In that task, one of them was blindfolded, and the non-blindfolded partner had provided instructions to his partner. After that, these videos were watched and rated for a period of 10 weeks. The result indicated that pornography consumption has an effect on behaviors indicators of commitment, which was observed by a third party. Study number three, 87 university students age 18 to 24 have participated in that study. All of them are in heterosexual, romantic, and serious relationship. This time, they were asked to either choose to abstain from watching pornography or abstain from their favorite food for a period of 3 weeks. Please note, those who have chosen to abstain from their favorite food were also porn users, which means they decided to continue watching pornography during that study. On the top of that, participants were also given another questionnaire to test the level of commitment to one another. And what was the finding? Participants who have decided to continue watching pornography have reported a reduction in their commitment to their partners as compared to those who abstained from pornography for the period of 3 weeks. Study number four, they wanted to observe the attention to alternatives, meaning to other than your partner, because they believe that staring lustfully at other than your partner could lead to infidelity in the future. So 67 university students were selected, age 17 to 24. All of them were in heterosexual, serious, and romantic relationship. The same thing happened. Their level of porn consumption was measured through a questionnaire, and they were told to return 3 weeks later. And when they returned, they had a chat with a different student for 10 minutes. During this time, a research assistant was observing the conversation from a different room. The observant's job was to monitor whether any of the participants was flirting with the other partner or not. And here was the finding. Pornography consumption was directly and positively related to heightened attention toward relationship alternatives, meaning other partners, and flirting behavior. And finally, study number five, 240 university students age 18 to 28 were selected. All of them have confirmed that they are in serious, heterosexual, and romantic relationship. Again, they were tested regarding their porn consumption and commitment level toward each other. On the top of that, the level of infidelity was also tested through two different ways: hooking up behavior and physical unfaithful behavior. Students were given the definition of both terms very clearly, and here was the result. There was a main effect of pornography consumption on hookup and infidelity behavior, to an extent that higher pornography consumption results in more hookup behavior. And also, as the researchers predicted, they have found a correlation between porn consumption and infidelity or unfaithful physical relationship. That's it for today. We'll see you next week, as usual, Thursday, 8 p.m. Perth time. But before leaving, don't forget, comment on the video, share its content, and subscribe to our channel. See you around. Stay safe.